Under Enemy Colours, Captain A.O. Pollard. Almost entirely forgotten today, except by collectors of crime and espionage fiction, Captain Alfred Oliver Pollard, 1893 to 1960, was once an enormously prolific writer of spy and adventure novels, producing 46 novels in those genres, published between 1930 and 1962, as well as short stories and non-fiction, notably books about military deeds and history, including Fire Eater, The Memoirs of a VC, 1932, an autobiography focused on his military career in which he makes it obvious that he enjoyed the fighting, especially the killing of the enemy. Pollard volunteered for service in the British Army in 1914 and was commissioned as a second lieutenant in 1914 in the Honourable Artillery Company. He saw combat frequently, being wounded twice, but returned to battle almost immediately both times. His extraordinary bravery on the front lines earned Britain's highest honours, including the Victoria Cross, and he is reported to have been England's most decorated soldier of the Great War. His first book, Purdale Island 1930, another of his earliest titles, were crime stories. He soon turned to thrillers pitting British soldiers and agents against the Nazis, and, when that war was settled, turned his heroic characters against those from the Soviet Union. Among his other fiction, Pollard wrote science fiction novels in which he introduced inventions created by the villains, designed to be used for evil purposes. In The Murder Germ, 1937, for example, a mad scientist infects innocent people with a concoction that causes them to commit unspeakable acts that mirror his own. Virtually all of his books carry the byline that includes his rank. I have been unable to trace the original publication of this story. It was collected in My Best Spy Story, edited anonymously, London, Faber & Faber, 1938.